Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
Jeff's away for a week or 10 days. Really, I wouldn't have thought I could miss anyone so much. It's a good job we're so busy at the moment. And apart from business, there's a lot going on with friend Harry Palmer. We've two new people on the scene. Francis Glover, who used to be an accountant for Bendigo's. He's supposed to be extremely clever and good at his job. And a girl called Shelley Folding, Mr. Fuller's planted in Bendigo's as Palmer's secretary. I know it's not funny, but you have to laugh. Miss Folding's job is to make Marcia Pilgrim jealous, if you please. Just the sort of thing Benny would think of. And on top of all this, we discovered that Cedric Hooper has Angela Tennant's diary. Well, that's where I come in.
Morning, Stella. The chief in yet?
I think so.
Shall I go straight up?
I'll find out for you.
Yes, Stella.
Frank Glover's here. Can you see him now?
Yes, shoot him straight up. I want to see you later on, too.
All right.
Thanks, Stella.
Have you thought out your pitfall for Palmer yet, Frank?
Well, I'm working for your boss. Why don't you ask him?
But you can tell me, surely.
Can I? I'm not so sure that I can.
And what in the world did he mean by that? Don't like the sound of it. Wonder if I should listen in to what he has to say to Benny. Oh, I can't. But no, Hank, here we go.
Well, Glover, let's hear from you. Can we put the arm on Harry Palmer, or can't we?
No, I'm sorry to say we cannot.
Why not? There must be 20 ways we can get him against the wall.
Mr. Puller, I've been over every conceivable angle, and I know what I'm talking about. What you want's impossible.
Palmer pinned a fraud on Jeff Pilgrim, didn't he? Snap out of it, man. They told me he had some brains.
I tell you, there's no way of trapping Palmer into anything that can be construed as malpractice, for the very good reason that he's right at the top. If he were a subordinate there...
For Pete's sake, what difference would that make?
All the difference in the world. I know Bendigo's system from top to bottom. I'm an expert in my field. I've seen and studied just about every business system ever used. And Palmer can't be caught by anything we can do from here, particularly as he's on his guard.
Oh, confound it. I was counting on you.
Sorry. I'd like to see Palmer's nose rubbed in the dirt as much as you would. You see, all he does now is to dictate policy. He draws no checks, he handles no accounts.
But if he's going to buy Angela Tennant's diary from Cedric Hooper, he'll have to get his hands on some Bendigo money somehow.
Oh, he'll probably borrow it from the firm through Marcia. If he's doing as well there as you tell me, it shouldn't be difficult. It
looks as though we'll have to count on Shelley Falling, then. Too bad.
What can she do? Break up the Palmer romance with Marcia Pilgrim?
Nothing. Hang it, man. There must be some way we can get at that crook. Here am I, spending money like water, and for what? Nothing. Every way I turn, I come up against a dead end.
You're not at a dead end if you're prepared to follow up your investment.
How come?
The heart and core of this affair is the tenant woman's diary.
For Pete's sake, don't you think I know that? What's the good of the infernal diary when Hooper's hanging onto it?
What makes you so sure?
Well, he's tipping Palmer off all the time, isn't he?
Maybe it's not Hooper at all. I could name you another candidate. Yeah. Stella Bronson.
You're off your chump.
If I were in Stella's shoes, I wouldn't want to see Palmer exposed at all. And I saw enough of that girl when she was at Bendigo's to learn that when she's after something, in love, I mean, she'll stop at absolutely nothing.
But for the love of Pete, she would... No. It entered my head for a minute, I admit, but... Stella wouldn't do a thing like that.
To make sure of Jeff Pilgrim, that girl would do anything. Mark my words.
Just a minute. You said just now we mightn't be at a dead end if I followed up my investment. What are we getting at?
Well, I'm going on the assumption that Hooper has the diary.
Mm-hmm.
And if he has the thing, it's only to sell it to Palmer or to a higher bidder.
Hmm. All right. What's your idea?
Get Hooper up here. Call him a lot of names. Tell him you know that he's where he's been operating and what you're going to do about it. Pitch it strong. And then, when you've softened him up a little...
What do you think, Mr. Puller?
It's as good a course as any we can take, I suppose. Okay, Glover, I'll leave the details to you.
Whew. Am I glad I listened into that. That beast, Glover. I did go to the hospital to see Palmer once, but I can't let them find out. And I daren't let them get hold of the diary. Yet. I have to do something. Something desperate. And luckily, very luckily, Jeff's away.
Hi there, Hooper. Fancy meeting you, of all people.
Oh, Miss Bronson. Going my way? Can I give you a lift?
Yes, please.
Hop in.
Thanks.
Where are you heading for, Miss Bronson?
Gracias. And to you, Cedric and Stella. Doing anything particular?
Me? Not a thing.
Well, I'm by myself, too. So how's about a drink?
Where's the boyfriend, Pilgrim?
Him? Oh, he's gone into state on business. Won't be back for days, thank heaven.
Say, what is this? I thought you were carrying a torch for the guy.
I can still look for a change every once in a while, can't I? Well, he's a nice person to have around, but sometimes I get just a tiny bit bored, sort of. You know, you get the yen for someone more exciting.
Like me, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I get it, honey. Kind of lucky meeting you, eh?
Yeah, I'm pretty thirsty.
When did you say Pilgrim was coming back, sir?
Oh, next week sometime. But don't let's talk about him. Let's have another drink. This is fun.
Where would you like to eat? I know a joint on Big Tree Street. They got oysters so big. Hey, waiter, give me some service, can't you? Say, listen, Stella, honey. What do we do after dinner? Go to a show or something?
Well, if you're good, buy me lots of oysters and drink up your double scotch. We'll go to my place. Yes?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Are we cooking with gas?
Soon you'll be sniffing it, old boy. Cedric, you're not drinking. Don't you like my scotch?
Good scotch. Can't beat scotch.
That's right. Put him right up again. Here's to us, darling. Here's to the geraniums. I hope pouring my whiskey out doesn't kill them.
What are you doing over there? Come and sit down. Huh?
Coming. Tell me, darling, were you terribly cross when you searched Harry Palmer's flat and didn't find his diary?
Huh?
Must have been infuriated. Cedric, are you very smart?
Sure, sure, I'm smart. Too smart for Harry Palmer. Hey, what do you want asking about the diary for?
I was just thinking what I'd do with it, if it ever came into my hands.
Give it to Puller, eh? Sure, you'd give it to Benny Puller. But not me.
No, not me either. I'd make them pay for it.
You would?
I'd make them pay thousands. Especially Palmer.
Yeah, like no little secret.
What sort of a secret?
I could tell you plenty about Mrs. Tennant's diary. Sure I could.
Bet you could, too. I knew you were too good for them the minute I set eyes on you.
bitch to laugh. I'm too good for them. I've been around.
You know what I think.
Huh?
I think you found that little red book. And you've been clever enough to hide it. And you're not going to part with it for free. Am I right?
You think I'm smart?
I told you, I know you are. Far too smart to hold out on someone like me. Eh, Cedric?
You're dead right, honey. You're dead right.
Well, come on, prove it. You wouldn't want me to think you were just boasting to impress me, would you? Perhaps it's just a line. Perhaps I'm silly to believe a word of it.
Oh, yeah? Listen, sister. Picking up a nice piece of change, that's me. Picking up a nice piece of change.
You must have that diary very well hidden. That's if you have it at all.
You'd like to know something? Unless I tell him, unless I take him by the hand and show him, no one's ever going to find that diary. No, sir. But me, I can put the finger on it any time. Just like that.
Just like that.
Smart cookie, that's me.
You're beginning to interest me, Cedric. Tell me more. Thank heaven he's gone at last. Thought I'd never get rid of the pest. I almost went mad listening to the man natter. Thought it was worth it over and over again. The diary is at Woodlands Post Office. An ordinary little parcel, not so big, done up in brown paper and string, and addressed to C. Hooper. Men, the fools they make of themselves. If you know how to help them along. Well, can I help? I do.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.